You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The hexagonal form of the modern pencil was invented at Neshoba Brook Pencil Factory by Ebenezer Wood. No joke.
This is episode 279 for the 6th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is Arc 365, a podcast today in 2017. A 19th century dam-powered pencil factory, Neshoba Brook, was the site of some important developments in pencil manufacturing that exist today. The pencil industry in America started in Concord, Massachusetts in the 19th century. William Monroe, a cabinet maker, was the first to successfully manufacture wood-encased pencils. His main competitor became the Thoreau family pencil business that was run by John Thoreau, father of the famous Henry David Thoreau. John Thoreau's brother-in-law, Charles Dunbar, discovered a graphite deposit in New Hampshire in 1821 and asked John Thoreau to join him in manufacturing pencils. Dunbar left a number of years later, and the business became John Thoreau and Company. Henry David Thoreau worked at the factory for most of his adult life. Ebenezer Wood was also a cabinet maker. Monroe, mentioned earlier, hired Wood to operate his two-man saw for cutting pencil castings. Wood eventually bought other machines that would add automation to Monroe's factory. Wood eventually started a mill for grounding plumbago for the graphite in pencils. Monroe was a customer of Wood's, but by the 1830s, he sold plumbago exclusively to the Thoreau Company. Ebenezer Wood was responsible for using a circular saw to cut pencils into octagonal and hexagonal forms. Most pencils today are still hexagonal. The Neshoba Brook Mill was one of several mills on Neshoba Brook. It's not currently accessible from the pencil factory kiosk in the Neshoba Brook Conservation Area, but there are pictures of the old site from 1900. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.